Hello, my name is Jeff Brand, a developer evangelist with Microsoft, and today we're going to take a look at how to implement a message bus inside of the model view view model pattern using XAML as the primary way to configure the different parts of the solution. Today we're going to look at building an app, a simple demo application called Customer Manager. Inside of that application, we'll maintain a couple of different lists, one of customers and one of orders. Underneath the covers, what we're actually going to be doing is implementing two different view models, a customer list view model and an orders list view model. And what we want to be able to do is when you select a particular customer, that will fire a select customer command inside of our customer list view model. That in turn will prompt the publication of a message. That message needs to be sent over to the orders list view model, which upon receiving that message will go out and contact an order service and retrieve the orders that pertain to that particular customer that we selected in the customer list. Clearly, we don't want to hardwire that communication between the view models, and rather what we'll do is use the common pattern of actually building a message bus in between the various view models in our application. View models will publish messages to the message bus, and the message bus will pass those messages on to view models that have subscribed to that particular message type. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's explore now the demo project and see how we can set up message passing between view models using XAML. I've gone ahead and scaffolded out the basics of a model view, view model implementation here. If you've spent any time with MVVM, a lot of this will be familiar. We've gone ahead and implemented a base view model that just implements iNotify property change just to make our life easier. I then have a message bus implementation. It uses the iMessageBus interface. This is code I stole from Britt Edwards and his MVVM Fabric project, so you can check that out if you wanted to see all the work he's done around MVVM and providing kind of a little more rich, robust MVVM implementation than the simple things I'm doing here. But this just has basically a few methods off of it, a subscribe method, an unsubscribe, a publish. This tMessage type is really just any class that I want to pass around as a message between my view models. I then have an implementation called relay command that implements the iCommand interface. This will allow me to do commanding between my views and view models, very common in the MVVM pattern. A couple different data models here, a customer object and an order object. Those are just basically containing a few different properties just so we have some data to run our demo application. I then have a couple services that we're going to use, an iOrder service and an iCustomer service with a couple of concrete implementations, very simple. Both of them essentially have a get async type of method. So here in the demo customer service, all it does is randomly generates a few different customer objects for me and returns those. The order service does the same thing, just generates some random order objects and returns those back to me. Then I've got really the main part of my application here, which is the customer list view model and the order list view model. So if we take a look at the order list view model, you'll see that it has a observable collection of type customer called customers as a property that will show the customers that I'm fetching. A couple different commands here, a select customer command and a get customer command. A customer service property, if you watch my simple DI with XAML screencast also available on channel 9, I showed and I'll do it again here on how we can configure our view models with the various services that they need using a very simple XAML based dependency injection approach around using properties. And then down here, if you look, are just the commands. And so I've already implemented entirely the get customer command, which essentially just says, hey, use the customer service and go fetch some customers. And I've started to flesh out the select customer command, but we'll come back and finish this because this is where we want to do some message passing. And then I have the orders list view. And here, again, observable collection of type order. Those are my orders, a property to hold the currently selected customer that I'm fetching orders for, a property for the order service that I use to go and fetch the service, and then just the ability to go and fetch those orders and display those. So really nothing too fancy there. Now, if we look at the actual UI, let's go ahead and snap into our XAML editor here. You can see that I've got essentially a list box that will hold my list of customers. I have a refresh button that goes and fetches the customers. And what I want to have happen is when you actually pick a customer from the list box, I would like to notify the order list view model, which will be tied to this list box, to display all of the orders for that given customer. So I just want to be able to pass messages. And what we want to do is set up a single message bus that works for just this page. So as opposed to other implementations where I have sort of an application-wide message bus, For a lot of simple applications, just having a message bus that pops into and out of existence for a given page is fine. And it solves a lot of issues around having to worry about subscribing and unsubscribing and having objects that are view models that don't get garbage collected because they never unsubscribe from a global message bus. And we have these references, and I can solve that by going with weak references and all sorts of things. But we're just going to keep this real simple, which works great for a lot of applications, and just have a message bus per page. Let's go into Expression Blend now and start to wire some things up. Actually, before we do that, what we need to do is start to make a few changes so that we can wire things up. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to my base view model. And what I'm going to do is just assume that all of my view models at some point in time, especially if I'm doing multi-stream development where my view models will probably be very small as far as what they actually encapsulate and what their job is, that they will probably at some point in time need to do message passing. Not all the time, but sometimes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into my base view model here, and I'm going to add a message bus property. And this will allow me to actually assign or pass in a message bus to every view model that's in existence. You'll notice that here it has a subscribe and unsubscribe call that's made. And so what I've done, good, bad, or indifferent, do it your own way if you're not a fan of virtual methods, is just put off of my base view model a unsubscribe and subscribe method that the descendants of base view model can override to describe how they want to subscribe to a message bus when one is available. And then the last thing I did, just to make life a little easier, just so I don't have to worry about it or forget about doing it later, is I've included on the base view model a publish message method that essentially all it does is it just makes sure that if someone's calling publish message that I indeed have a message bus assigned, and if so, then go ahead and publish that message on the message bus. So this is just a way that I don't have to keep checking all the time in my own view model that I have a message bus before I publish a message. So just a little helper there to make my life easier. Now that we've got this all wired up, what I can do is actually start to scaffold together the actual application. And I'm going to do this in Blend. You can certainly do this by hand if you want inside of Visual Studio, but Blend makes it a little bit easier. I'm going to go to this grid here, and this is the grid that contains the customer view. And what I'm going to do on this grid is I'm just going to assign it by using the data context a view model, in this case the customer list view model. And I go ahead and assign that. And you can see, I can see all the properties here that are available to me to start to bind. Now what I could do, and if you'd watch my simple DI with XAML, is I actually went into the XAML and hand-coded in the resources at the page level or the user control level that I could then assign to these properties here to inject those. Now when I use Blend, if I don't want to mess around with editing the XAML and adding the namespaces and all that stuff, I can kind of take a little bit of a shortcut. I'm going to click on the data tab. I'm going to come up and say I want to create a new data source. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a demo customer service as a data source. Now obviously this really isn't a data source, it's just an object that I'd like to work with. So what I'm going to do, just to make things kind of set up a little more logically in my mind at least, or kind of play the way I think they should play, is I'm going to switch over to XAML, and you can see up here in the user control resources it's gone ahead and implemented a resource for the demo customer service. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take off this attribute of is data source equal to true and get rid of that, and we'll just change the name to the demo customer service. Now I'm going to go back into design mode and show you how I can use this now. So I'm going to go back to properties, and we're going to come down to my data context. Here's my customer service property. I can bring up the advanced option window and go to local resources and say, hey, I want to use the demo customer service. I can do the exact same thing for the message bus. So I'm going to come in here. I'm going to go ahead and create a new data source. In this case, it's going to be a message bus. Say OK. Switch into design or XAML view. Go back up to my resources. There's my message bus implementation right here. Get rid of the data source property. And we'll just change this name to message bus. Add back in the closing bracket. Switch back over into design view. Highlight that grid. Go to properties. Come back down to my data context. And now I can go to the message bus. Say I want to assign a local resource. And I want to use the message bus. That's great. I mean, I'm just wiring this stuff up nice and easy. Very straightforward, life is good. So let's go ahead and repeat that exact same procedure now for the orders side of the house. So here's the other grid, a new data context for this grid, a orders list view model, say okay. I can go ahead and set the message bus now. So that's nice, I can use that over and over again. So I'm binding in the message bus. Let's go back up to data. I'm gonna create another data source. In this case, it's gonna be my order service. Say okay, switch into my XAML real fast to get rid of that property. Take this off, and then we will rename this just the demo order service like that. Back to design, back to properties, back to my data context, order service, local resource, demo order service. Great, this is nice. All right, I've got this all wired up. Let's go ahead and now wire into the actual view models for behavior purposes. So I'm gonna go to my list box, come down here real quick. Item source, you can see has already been bound. We'll just look at the data property. There it is, binding to the customers, that's good. I'm going to come up here to the image, and you can see what I've done on the image is I've dropped from the behaviors here an invoke command action. And if we go look at this, what essentially I have wired up the left mouse button up event. I am calling the get customers command, and that's going to go ahead and fetch the invoke the get customers command for me and then populate the list box. So that's already been kind of wired up. And then there's no real UI per se to be wired up on the orders side of the house, except to make sure that my item source here has been data bound to the orders collection coming off of my data context. So that all looks good. My UI is wired up, but now the question becomes, okay, how is the message passing actually going to be accomplished? Because if I come into Visual Studio here, and let's go ahead and just run it where we're at right now. Here's my demo. I can go ahead and refresh, and you can see I get some object, some customers. Just keep refreshing. But when I select this, nothing's happening. I'm not fetching the orders. I'm not passing the message. So let's go ahead and set that up, why don't we? And so we will go ahead now and go into, first things first, the customer list view model, because I need to publish my messages. So we will go into here, and I'm going to look and say, hey, if you've selected a customer, a valid customer, I'm just going to call that publish message method off of the base view model. It's of type customer. I'm just going to pass in the customer that you were selected. Go over to my orders view model now, and what we're going to do is come down into here, and we'll just come down past the constructor. And right here in my orders view model, I'm going to set up my subscribe and unsubscribe. So you can see that when you subscribe, I'm going to be listening for any message of type customer. And when one is fired, I'm going to run this get orders for customer method, which we'll add right now. And all that's going to do is set the current customer property to the customer that's being passed as a message. And then I'm going to go ahead and call my order service, calling get order async and pass in the customer ID. So let's run this app now. With it all wired up, let's get some customers. And now you can see that I'm passing messages between my two different view models, and they're all working the way they should. Very simple to implement. Reuse this over and over again, and really allows me to wire up applications from a message passing perspective without having to get into all of the IOC and the containers and picking one of those and doing all the bootstrapping and the wiring and all that kind of stuff. And again, the beauty part is code behind for this application, nada. Clean, so that I can reuse a lot of this code between different solutions, like between Silverlight and WP7. So hopefully you found this interesting, and I'll see you next time. We'll be right back.